Masquerade. If you're wearing a mask, and you think other people should also be wearing a mask, you're not part of the solution. You're part of the problem. You're supporting senseless tyranny. If you're willing to use force to make other people wear a mask, you have a serious mental competence issue. If you're a rabid masked extremist, you've probably been conned by a pseudo-scientific authoritarian medical cult. Obeying the edicts of these medical tyrants not only harms you, but harms other people, especially the people you hang out with. Until recently, interfering with people's ability to breathe would have been considered extremely undesirable behavior. But now, the world has been infected with medical madness that would make a snake oil salesman from the 1800s blush. Some people are saying they know the masks won't stop the virus, but the mask might stop droplets containing viral particles. That's literally true, but functionally irrelevant. The droplets are created when someone sneezes, coughs, or talks. If the person who generates the droplets is infected, he will spray out droplets, but he will also spray out a lot more viral particles than droplets. And these viral particles will go right through a mask. It's like saying we can stop the drug trade by blocking semi-trucks, but not pickup trucks. It won't work. So why do it? I'm not advocating the use of force or fraud to discourage people from wearing masks. Mask-wearing behavior will fade away fairly quickly when the current hysteria dies down. No society can sustain the current level of criminal behavior for long. People who don't wear masks have a distinct communications advantage. Maskless rebels will have higher social standing than their masked masters because they can communicate more effectively. That's one reason it's so hard to keep masks on politicians. They gravitate towards symbols of social status, and being able to show your naked face is already a sign of success. That will only intensify as long as the craziness continues. If there's a sign on the door of the store that requires that I wear a mask, I'll put on a mask to do business. But I'm now on the alert for places where I can do business without wearing a mask. I see no benefit from fighting with the hapless store clerks who are charged with enforcing this authoritarian nonsense. Fighting with store clerks over masks only reinforces the perception that people who don't go along with the mask madness are rude and selfish. Polite resistance focuses the discussion on the behavior being resisted. Rude resistance focuses the discussion on the social mistakes of the resistors. We should resist the masquerade and all the other authoritarian nonsense. The lockdowns and mask mandates are killing a lot more people than the virus. We need to pay a lot more attention to fighting crime, starting with the government crimes of censorship, lockdowns, taxation, incarceration, education, and war. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.